Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. Really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, I'm Eva. And pretty much, I currently work as customer service in industry, and I assist clients with product inquiry, ordering, and any questions they may have.
Okay, I love it. Let's dive into that title of customer service.
Okay.
It's something that I actually teach. It's a course I teach at the college. Mm-hmm. And everybody that comes into the class, I think, has a preconceived notion on what customer service is. Mm-hmm. But customer service is so much more than one thing. So when you say customer service, can you delve a little bit deeper in regards to what does that mean for you and your role?
For me specifically, I look at it as in a way that I can assist anyone as best as I can to my ability, mm-hmm, with the whatever issue they may have. In my work field specifically, people tend to have questions about product line as to what would work best in their space, and very technical questions with preparation. Mm-hmm. And I tend to assist them with the best suggestions based off of what I know of their space.
And what space would that be specifically?
Mostly like decorative spaces, like a living room, kitchen area, washroom,
okay,
commercial spaces as well.
And where did you get that passion for that industry in particular?
It actually fell upon my lap by chance. I never thought I'll be interested in it. Mm-hmm. Specifically, I work with the paint production industry, mm-hmm, and the distribution of it. It came upon my lap one day when I was looking for pretty much a change in work path. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure what direction my life was taking, and mm-hmm, I was very tired with the regular 9-to-5. And I had a few friends who were already in the industry with customer service specific to paint.
Yeah.
And once I got into contact with them and learned a bit more of what they offered, that's when I realized this is most likely the path for me to take.
Okay.
And I should at least explore it to see where it takes me.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And so was this something that brought you to Fort McMurray, or were you already in Fort McMurray and then you decided like, hey, let me change my career path?
It was while I was in Fort McMurray that I found out about it.
Okay.
At the time I was doing working in the delivery area.
Yeah.
As in delivering packages for carrier companies.
Okay.
And through doing that job, I realized it wasn't really for me, and I wanted something more face-to-face with clients, mm-hmm, and assisting people make an impact on their decision-making process.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. That's the neat thing about Fort McMurray in regards to you have so many different opportunities that kind of just present themselves. Mm-hmm. And if you're like, oh, that seems neat, I might be interested in that, I'm going to run down that path.
Yes.
That's very cool. So we have a mutual friend, Megan, mm-hmm, and so she thought it would be a good idea for us to hang out because myself and Megan are working on a project to bring a artist from the UK over here, a photographer.
Okay.
Has she explained any of that project to you at all?
Not much other than the basics of trying to get that artist over here.
Yeah.
And expanding in a project.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I haven't heard much details regarding it.
Okay. And so How do you think, like, you're going to be able to help out? Because I'm like, anybody can help in any way, shape, or form. We would love their expertise. So, like, what do you think you bring to the project that can help us move in any forward direction is going to be amazing.
I would say I'm very excited with discussing with people, talking to people, meeting them face to face, and developing a personal relationship with them.
Yeah.
I feel as well as having a upbeat, bubbly personality also helps with getting people interested in whatever you're trying to service.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
provide them. And given that my personality is pretty on the hyperactive side, I do think that helps people be more open to ideas, pretty much.
Okay, cool. All right, I know exactly how we're going to utilize your skill set. That's sweet. So, where are you from?
So, I'm from Nigeria.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When did you immigrate over here? At what age?
I was 8, so we came in 2008.
To Fort McMurray directly?
No, so we came to Calgary. We came to Calgary, stayed for about 3 months, and then moved to Toronto, Ontario.
Okay.
And for there, I think we stayed for about 3 to 4 years.
Okay.
And came back to Calgary to explore whatever resources they had.
And so from Calgary, how did you make it up to Fort McMurray?
Well, my partner, he got a job offer in Fort McMurray as a heavy-duty mechanic.
Okay.
And the distance wasn't really working for the relationship. We tried it for about 5 to 7 months. Wasn't working.
Right.
So I decided to move in.
Okay. So do you miss Toronto?
Not as much anymore.
Really?
Like, I missed it a lot when the first few years I moved back to Calgary.
Mm-hmm.
And that was specifically because of the relationships that I had formed there.
Mm-hmm.
But once I did start making new relationships, new friends and such, I was able to not completely move on, but deal with the missing off of Toronto.
If I had to pick, like, Toronto versus Calgary, I would be more bummed out if I had to move from Toronto to Calgary versus if it was Toronto to Fort McMurray. It's just the vibe is completely different, you know what I mean? Like, Fort McMurray is so, like, you get to meet people quicker, it's more communal, like, and, like, that's the cool thing about Toronto in regards to, like, you can find your culture very quickly in Toronto and then just, like, pick up because, like, you get it, you know what I mean? And I find, like, Fort McMurray similar in regards to, like, good luck finding your culture because there's so many different ones, but because everybody's from somewhere else, they, like, bring you in versus, like, Calgary is a city like a city is, which it might be a little bit harder to find and make those relationships off the jump.
No, 100% agree. And I think also with the way it's structured, Calgary, everything is far, 10 minutes, 20 minutes just to see your friend. It's harder to make things available for everyone, pretty much.
Yeah, that's exactly get together. So how long have you been in Fort McMurray now for?
I believe 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
How are you dealing with, like, because the winters are different when you come up here versus, like, Calgary. Are you somebody who embraces the winter activities here, or you're just like, no, I'm inside?
I am a couch potato, I must say, especially during the winter months.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of the cold, but I do go out and enjoy the activities that you can do in the cold, like tobogganing and sledding and such. But other than that, I do try my best to stay home, especially in extreme weather.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna stick on this topic. You say tobogganing. So as an adult, you will go tobogganing.
Like, absolutely.
What kind of device are you using to get down the hill?
Like the regular sled looking type?
A wood looking thing?
Tobogganing, is that similar to sledding? Or
Yes, you're using the right thing.
Yeah.
But I'm just interested to, like, as kids, when you toboggan, there's different options. You have crazy carpets.
Like, toboggan is that, like, wood thing with the U-shape at the end.
Yeah.
But then you have crazy carpets and
GTs.
I see. No, so I take it back to the basics. You get a practically a cardboard box.
Yeah.
And slide down the hill with it.
Oh, okay.
Trash bag and soap works too.
Yeah. That too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm more of a resourceful type.
Okay. Because I was like, it's an interesting concept because I have a kid, so we buy childish things for him to go down the hill.
Yeah.
That being said, you're an adult. Like, what would an adult think is an appropriate thing to go down a hill, you know?
I see.
So,
I think for me specifically, given that I'm short, 5 foot one on a good day, I do get away with doing childlike activities.
Right.
As
right.
I do look like a child.
That's
on
awesome.
Occasion.
That's funny.
Must be nice.
So there's no judgment. I don't feel the judgment.
I've always found it interesting to talk to immigrants about the winter activities because I have parents who are not from Canada. And one, my mom has embraced the winter sports and the outdoors and the wilderness. She climbs mountains, for God's sakes.
What?
Yeah, she's wild. She's 71. She's crazy. So she's like, she's all gung-ho about everything. Mm-hmm. And then you have my father in regards to being like, no, thank you. Like, he'll go and shovel the driveway, and he might go for a walk, but when he does, he looks like he's puffed up, he's got the big winter thing, and I'm like, Dad, you've been in this country for, like, 40-plus years.
Does
like,
make a difference.
He's like, no. He's like, it still feels cold to my veins, Elliot. I'm like, well, here we are. So it's always interesting to get that perspective, something that I take fully for granted of, like, snow, sledding, like, oh, yeah. Your viewpoint on it is very different from from mine. So that's funny. Yeah. So I always... How much time do I got left? 1 minute? So should we just do the...
It's up to you.
Yeah, I guess if we only got 1 minute, that's okay. So at the end of all of our episodes, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Mm-hmm. Have fun.
Oh, shout out to myself?
Anybody, you can do it.
I'd like to shout out my company, Pure and Original Paints. And if you have any chance, you're looking for decorated paintings or finishes for your room, please feel free to reach out to us, and we're happy to assist you with that.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Naral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.